civilization and our relentless consumption has brought this planet to the brink. But specifically, our destructive addiction to one single resource may push us over the edge. And that resource is oil. The problem is, oil is a finite resource. We are running out of the very thing our society is dependent on in order to function. In the face of this disaster, what have big corporations and politicians done about it? Unfortunately, not enough. The fact is they have gained too much money and power off our addiction to oil. This makes them dangerously resistant to change. But are we?
That's a good question. A clip from a film called Global Warming that Leonardo co-created and also wrote. This is Dr. Michael Oppenheimer. He's a professor of geosciences and international affairs at Princeton University. He's very smart. Very smart. So, as I was saying to you backstage, that there are so many people who, for when we hear the term, you see it in the paper, your eyes glaze over because we don't think that that's going to affect us, have any effect on us. And for most of people, including myself, I just thought it meant, oh, the temperature's going to go up a couple degrees, and so what?
No, this could remake the face of the... Excuse me.
Yeah.
Global warming could remake the face of the Earth. This is a problem that's happening. It's been studied to death. Scientists agree. There's no longer really any argument. The climate is changing. Human beings are largely responsible, and it's just going to keep getting warmer until we act to remove the pollution.
Now, why are human beings responsible for the climate changing? Why couldn't that just be a natural shift that's where the Earth is moving towards?
Scientists have looked at Earth's temperature. There's evidence of what Earth's temperature was over the last 1,000, 2,000 years, and it was fairly stable. But in the last 50 years, well, the last 50 years sticks out like a sore thumb. Temperature's gone up and up and up. It bears the imprint of human activity. We know that because we can look at the pattern of warming over time and across the face of the Earth. It's a pattern which is characteristic of human pollution. It is very unlikely that it's connected with anything natural.
Okay, so how are we warming it? What do we have to do with it? I'm just a mom sitting at home, thank you all, right now, watching. And what does she have to do with global warming?
You use electricity, right?
Well, I need it.
You need it. But you use it, you drive a car, right? You
need
the car,
and I need
too.
It.
Okay. Burning electricity in this country, it comes mostly from coal. That causes the biggest chunk of our global warming pollution. The next biggest chunk is from driving automobiles, gasoline. There are other sources, heating home, for instance, factories.
But you're saying all things that I need. I can't give up. Okay.
But it doesn't have to happen.
Okay.
The point is, we can drive cars that get higher fuel economy.
Uh-huh.
Because higher fuel economy translates directly into lower pollution in the atmosphere.
Okay, so listen to this. According to experts, if everybody brought the most fuel-efficient car, our country, the United States, would save approximately 1.47 billion gallons of gasoline a year. So that's amazing, isn't it? That's a lot.
There's another one. If you took if you looked at every light bulb in your house, and replace the five that are used most often with what are called compact fluorescent bulbs. They last 10 times longer. They use a quarter as much electricity. That would save, if everybody did it in the United States, a half a billion tons of greenhouse gas global warming pollution.
Wow.
That's something you could go out and do right now.
Do today. Well, Leonardo owns a hybrid car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you drive it?
Yes.
There's you, Leonardo.
I do.
Oh, I just wondered, he has a hybrid car, which I just heard at the Japan Auto Show, the hybrids were the big thing.
There's a huge demand for them right now.
He says that it has great fuel economy, and he even bought similar cars for everybody in his family. Here's what Leonardo wants all of us to consider, just consider, the next time we go car shopping.
I'm standing here in front of the Pacific Coast Highway in Los Angeles. It's estimated that Americans use over 380 million gallons of gas every day. We're 5% of the world's population, but we consume 25% of the world's energy and oil, making us the leading contributor to global warming. I'm here with Matt Peterson, president of Global Green, to talk about the impact that cars have on our environment and what we can do to lessen that impact. So in general, What is so bad about the cars that we drive? Why is it bad for the environment?
Cars are responsible for more than one-third of all greenhouse gas emissions, which causes global warming.
So tell us, what are the most fuel-efficient cars right now on the market?
Well, behind us are three of the most fuel-efficient cars in the market, three hybrid cars, the Honda Insight, the Honda Civic Hybrid, and the Toyota Prius. They're not only going to save people money at the pump when you go fill up your car, they're also going to reduce air pollution by 90%.
Tell us, how do hybrid cars actually work?
You never plug in the car, nothing like that. But inside is an electric motor and a gasoline engine, and they work in tandem to maximize the fuel efficiency.
What are some different options besides buying a hybrid car?
The Ford Focus or Toyota Echo or the Chevy Aveo, like this car here, they're a lot cheaper. This one's under 10 grand, and it's a lot better on gas mileage and a lot cleaner burning car.
We went to Consumer Reports to find out how they ranked cars in regard to the environment.
The Toyota Prius Hybrid was actually a more preferable vehicle to the Honda Insight Hybrid.
And getting 45 miles per gallon, the Prius is a winner when it comes to gas mileage as well.
So you told us about the best cars for global warming. What are the worst cars that you can drive?
Well, without a doubt, the worst cars for the environment are SUVs because they produce more greenhouse emissions and they use a lot more gas.
The worst five SUVs in terms of fuel efficiency are the Ford Expedition, the Dodge Durango, the Nissan Armada, the Chevrolet Suburban, and GMC Yukon XL. All of those cars got 12 to 13 miles per gallon in our test.
So how do we make the cars that we already own better for the environment?
Three simple things you can do. Keep your oil changed, tune it up, and keep your tire pressure at the right level.
So I'm looking at that. I am contributing to the problem because I'm driving one of those SUVs.
It's okay.
Okay.
As long as you change that.
Okay, coming up. I don't know, can I get my dogs and everybody in the hybrid, though?
Well, they did highlight, you know, there are SUVs on the market right now that do have hybrid technology, but we as consumers need to demand this product, and we need to demand that American car companies really step up to the plate the way the Japanese have in supplying these vehicles to the public.
This just makes common sense to me. I know a lot of people argue it, but doesn't it make common sense to you? Coming up, how Curb Your Enthusiasm star Larry David's wife forced him to go green. Lots of good information that we can use, and we're going to talk more about what that light bulb is we need to get today when we come back.